Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Around, leaves are brown, and the sky is Egyptians hold kisses in waves, letting go of everything that I tried to say. Your hands still move up my sleeves. The room will dress, pressing.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Listening. we pulled up to the stoplight in my cut down short. The cat in the next lane said, "Man, you look like a real sport." He said, "When that light turns green, I'm gonna dig out ahead of you." I said, "Daddy, that's what you think you're gonna do."
I got three carburetors,
twin pipes.
I got three carburetors,
milled heads.
I got three carburetors, and nobody passes me.
Well, we barreled up on the highway, just my baby and me. Same cat pulled up alongside us, he was green with envy. He said, "Man, what you got under that great big fat hood?" Well, I answered him back like about the only way I could.
I've got three carburetors,
twin pipes.
I've got three carburetors,
milled heads.
I've got three carburetors, and nobody passes me.
Well, my baby just laughed and said, like, "Cool it, man. That other cat is so far back, he ain't even an also-ran." So I wheeled off the highway and down into the underpass, when all of a sudden I was like, ooh, out of gas.
Man, what's happening?
Like, "Daddy, I don't know. I can't dig this scene. I guess somebody must have goofed."
Well, fella, I pick up on your predicament. Your trouble is,
you've got three carburetors.
Baby, can you lend me a buck for gas?
You've got three carburetors.
Sweetie, I guess we're gonna have to push this thing out.
You've got three carburetors.
Ooh, wee, it's heavy.
You've got three carburetors.
But baby.
Sorrow every mile that
Here's wishing you the bluest skies, hoping something better comes tomorrow. Hoping all the verses rhyme and the very best of choruses to follow all the doubt and sadness. I know that better things are on the way.
right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Not. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library.
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Listening, read in the papers about their escapes to
Down. Hey! Then I come home. I'm walking around. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back.
is twisted.
Average gym.
It's been hard.